Panthers, Black Liberation Army comrades, Sekou Odinga, who is up in Dannemora, close to you guys. You know, these are people that are now in their 30th year, if not longer, in prison.
That was the voice of Paulette Dautel, longtime activist who lives in Washington, D.C. How did you get involved in the issue of political prisoners?
Well, many years ago. As you say, I'm not 25 anymore. But in the 1960s, when I was in high school, actually, I graduated in 60, a friend of mine's father committed suicide. He was dying of cancer, and he did not have any insurance. And I said to my father, who was in the Navy, if the Navy can have medical care, why can't the civilians? And he said, oh, my God, I have a socialist in my bosom. And so I struggled to figure out and learn about why people in this country, which at that time was the richest country, could not have affordable health care, why people had to make these horrific decisions in order to not leave their families burdened with debt. So I became a political activist. Of course, it was at the time of Vietnam, and I continued to work through the left. I started with the International Socialists. I moved to the Prairie Fire Organizing Committee, which was a white anti-imperialist organization, and then on to an independent anarchist who come from a Marxist-Leninist tradition. To me, there's no question that we have to organize, not necessarily around identity politics, but around a politics that will unite men and women, those with a view that this world must be returned to the people. It's demoralizing to understand that people are willing to do material things for their own self-interest and cannot understand that these political prisoners are the reason they have these material things. And to have people say, well, you know, call me next week. If we don't do something, we are going to have a fascist state in all its glory here in the United States. It is on its way. It is here in many places, right here in Washington, D.C.
Paulette is very involved in the Jericho movement.
The Jericho Movement is an organization that was founded by political prisoners about 17 years ago, when the realization came that many of their defense committees had disappeared. Parents were dying. They were getting older in prison. So Jericho was started as a way to provide material aid medically. We have a medical team. We have chapters throughout the United States that work on political prisoner issues. And right now, my responsibility, I'm the general secretary of the Jericho Movement. So I would say you could find out more about our prisoners at thejerichomovement.org. My own personal email is nationaljericho@gmail.com. And I'll be more than glad to send out any information.
One of the political prisoners that Paulette's been particularly concerned about is Lynn Stewart.
I've been standing in a vigil with my comrade Ralph Poynter, who is the husband of my comrade Lynn Stewart. Lynn Stewart is one of the political prisoners of the Jericho Movement. But before she was a political prisoner, she was one of the major lawyers for many of our political prisoners. It's without a doubt an honor to be here standing every day for Lynn. And Ralph and I both have been trying to get other people to join us when they're not working, if they can take an hour off, because the heat is overwhelming. But we will be here every day, even if it's just for 2 hours, until Lynn comes home, or as Ralph said, he has to go get her in a box. Lynn applied for a compassionate release. It took 20,000 emails and faxes to get the warden to sign off. Finally, he said, you know, I can't take this anymore, and he signed off. 6 weeks later, it's here in D.C., and they have the nerve to have this young woman attorney write this letter that says that Lynn is not close enough to dying, so get back to us in 6 months. Now, Lynn is not the only political prisoner that's dying inside. She happens to be the first one that's got beyond the warden. And then even after we get the warden, the BOP, then it goes to the trial judge. So it could take a year to get it done at their leisure. So we're really continuing to push to have people sign the petition, lynnstewart.org.
Another prisoner of great concern for the Jericho movement is Asada Shakur.
We're also working on an initiative around Asada Shakur to try and build a new discussion around her and her being in exile and what that means and how not to allow this government to send an effing drone down to Cuba to kill her. Asada Shakur, her slave name was Joanna Chessman, was with Sundiata Kohli and Zaid Shakur in New Jersey. They were stopped driving while black on the New Jersey Turnpike is the term. There was a shootout. Asada had her hands in the air. She was shot in the back. He was killed, this highway patrol officer, by friendly fire, who thought he was coming to save him, and he killed his own comrade, his own highway patrol guy, and they, of course, blamed Asada. Asada was liberated by members of the Black Liberation Army, white anti-imperialists, and other formations went in and got her, and she is now has political sanctuary in Cuba. She's a wonderful woman. Eyes of the Rainbow is a book, is a movie about her in which she talks about her life and what she sees. And her name is Asada Shakur.
And how long has she been in Cuba?
Oh, my gosh. She's been in Cuba 30-some years, Ralph? About 33 years. And just this year, in fact, just on the anniversary of her capture, the United States government doubled the bounty on her. It was $1 million. The federal government put another $1 million bounty to top Jersey. And so she is living in Cuba with a $2 million bounty. And with this government willy-nilly doing drones without, there's absolutely no reason to go in and assassinate people who are struggling within their own country for a better country. But if it doesn't go with what America wants, then they feel free to annihilate anybody that walks on this earth.
Another prisoner that the Jericho movement is working to free is Leonard Peltier. Leonard Peltier is the Native American activist and former member of the American Indian Movement who was falsely convicted of aiding in the killing of two FBI agents during a shootout on South Dakota's Pine Ridge Indian Reserve in 1975. Leonard is one of the nation's most well-known and longest incarcerated prisoners, and he's at the moment in the U.S. penitentiary at Coleman in Florida. He's into his 38th year of prison. He's now almost 70 years old.
And we would like to ask our Canadian comrades to help bring about the liberation of Leonard, to write and to check lynnstewart.org. And go to the JerichoMovement.org and see what's happening in America. Take your blinders off. This is not the land of the free. It is the home of the brave in prison.